Suffolk News, Thursday, December 18th, 2014. Walworth girl Lily turns 104. Birthday girl who lived through two world wars delivered papers to her neighbours until this year. A lifelong Walworth girl celebrated her 104th birthday by going for tea at the Savoy on Monday afternoon. Eliza Lily Mercer said she had a fantastic time at the London Landmark Hotel on Monday, which she described as very posh and marvellous. Born in nearby Brandon Street, twice married Lily has lived through two world wars. She still remembers when her uncles went off to fight in the Great War. Charlie was killed, Harry was blinded, and Bill was forever after known as Uncle Peggy after he had his leg blown off. During the Second World War, she remembers how many of her friends and neighbours perished when St. Peter's Church was bombed, where hundreds were sheltering in the crypt. Lily was in an Anderson shelter nearby and escaped unharmed, but a local Italian family who had made her sister-in-law's wedding dress were all killed. Before family houses had baths in them, Lily had to go down to near where she worked at the Cross and Blackwell in Bermondsey to have a bath. But while she was in there, an air raid siren went off, and she remembers having to scamper down the street, clutching her corset under her arm. Lily puts her long life down to her clean living. "I never drank, I never smoked, and I never went with men," she said proudly, surrounded by stacks of birthday cards from family and friends. The oldest of eight children, Lily was 13 when she came home from school to help her mum give birth to her little brother, Danny, whom she always looked after until after his death last year. Having lived in her block on Portland Street for more than 30 years, Lily is well known in the area and still gets a visit from some of the traders on East Street Market, who used to get their copy of the news delivered by the oldest paper girl in the world. When Lily turned 100, she was still picking up copies of the paper for the old people in her building, and her community spirit earned her the title of Good Neighbour of the Year in 2009. Faraday Ward councillor Lorraine Lauder, who has known Lily for years, said, "She has always looked after other people, so now it's time for others to wait on her for a bit."